just notice like the little dopamine hit you get in your brain when you're reading back what AI has just repackaged for you. I think that's the slippery slope that I'm talking about.
Because the one thing that we know to be true is in business, it's really hard to scale your brain as a business owner. I've tried it several times. It leads to burnout. So you don't need another app telling you what to do. You need to be the one making the calls. Welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Today we're going to talk about AI because it is the thing that everybody's using to go faster, to be better. But like anything, if it's misused, it can actually become the opposite. So today, Joel and I are going to walk you through three of the mistakes that we see the most and what to do instead so AI stays exactly what it's meant to be, a useful tool to make you go faster and do better.
100%. Should we dive straight on in?
Let's go.
First mistake that many people are making is that they're using AI in a way that makes it an absolute dead giveaway that they're using AI.
I know. I see it everywhere.
And it's a problem because, as we talked about earlier, Riz, humans are very judgmental. So the moment that they read a message or an email that comes from what they think is somebody, but actually it's like, oh, that's actually from AI,
yeah.
Disengagement falls off the cliff.
Yep, agree. Can we talk about what those dead giveaways are? Because I want you, the salon owner, to understand what they are.
Yes.
So one, you can see it, and two, not use it.
100%.
Because I've made this mistake. You know, when AI first hit the ground, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Now I can write better than I've ever written before.
Faster, better. Yeah.
And I sound really fancy. And along the way, I realized that actually I just started sounding like everybody else.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So.
A couple of those things.
Yeah.
That like straight away when I'm reading anything anywhere and I go, this is actually sounding really good. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is not written by the person that I thought it was from.
Yeah.
The first one is the M dash.
Good old M dash.
The lovely M dash. So it's like a hyphen extended.
It's not even on the keyboard, Joel.
It's not on the keyboard, which is the biggest giveaway that you have used or someone has used AI to write their thing. To what extent, we don't know. But that's something that you want to get rid of real quick.
Just ask your AI to say, remove all the M dashes. The other one is warmly. Like everything is signed off warmly. Like, who says warmly?
No one says warmly.
No one says warmly.
Not even if you run a hotel and you want your guests to feel really good at the end. You don't say warmly. No one said that ever in the history of humanity, signed off anything or said warmly. So don't use that.
Except for ChatGPT.
Yeah.
There's this real rhythm. It's a real rhythmic writing. And so as soon as there's a rhythm and there's a three-step rhythm, then you know straight away, like if it sounds too good and really, all I can say is rhythmic.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Like unrhythm it.
Yeah, it's actually a good point because I reckon the M dash and the warmly, people got that straight away.
Yeah.
But the rhythm piece is something that hopefully you're actually just by hearing Larissa talk about that, you're starting to catch that because typically you probably just punch something. Like there's just like this one thing. But often with AI, it's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it is a boom, boom, boom. And it's short and it's to the point and it's really good. Like 2-3 years ago, I would have gone, wow, that's amazing copywriting. But now it's just a dead giveaway. And the other one is, here's the thing.
Yes.
And so AI likes to preface anything that it's going to tell you that they're telling you something. So here's the thing that nobody tells you. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. Just actually be a human and just say the thing. Don't tell me you're going to tell me a thing. Just tell me the thing.
Yeah.
So
true.
Yeah, here's the thing, or the thing that nobody told you, dead giveaway.
Mm. And I would also just add with this mistake of it being a dead giveaway is that there's something really beautiful about you and the way that you speak. And AI strips all of that away. And you just really want to think about whatever it is that you're communicating, like you've got something great about that. So keep doing that.
Yeah, I think there's this opportunity for AI to improve the real you, but you want to not let it become you. Like you still need to be yourself. And I think in an AI-driven world, like it's changing hard and fast. The one thing that's going to make you and your brand stand out is actually just being you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of salons selling half a head of foils. There are hundreds and thousands of salons selling facials. Mm. And so the differentiator is not the M-dash and the rhythmic writing and here's the thing, because that is everywhere. Mm. It's actually you and what you bring to the brand and what's unique about what happens inside of your brand. And so don't be the inauthentic you. Go back to being the real you. And so use AI to enhance thinking, but don't default to the AI, which is probably a good segue to the second biggest mistake, is that too often we're seeing that people are defaulting to the AI to become the boss, to become the leader, to become the one that knows everything. And in that instance, you become the slave. Like you let the AI dictate or tell you, and we believe that everything it says is true because it's not.
Yeah. And I reckon that's a really slippery slope, is to, you know, obviously it's super encouraging, eh? Like, great point, Joel.
Oh, it's very kind. Yeah. And it makes you feel good, like, oh, I'm quite smart after all. What a good idea.
And just notice, like, the little dopamine hit you get in your brain when you're reading back what AI has just packaged for you, or that was a really great question, Joel. It's like, yes, that was a great question. And I think that's the slippery slope that I'm talking about, is because you start to believe the BS, right? And I'm not saying that it's all BS, but you've, like, one of the things that makes you an entrepreneur, a leader, an incredible salon CEO, is your ability to critically think through things and make great decisions. You've done it before. You can do it again. Don't outsource all of that.
Yeah, yeah. Use it to work through the process, the thinking process, because sometimes it gives you thought processes you've never thought before. Mm. But don't go down a rabbit hole of something that AI gives you that's new, that it's actually not true to you.
Yeah.
Like, don't use it as Google, fact finding, because AI does make mistakes. Verify the information, verify the source, and don't reuse the information like it was yours. Like, if it's not true to you, you've never done it before, you haven't lived it, don't talk about it. And if you do like new ideas that it's thinking and delivering for you, verify it, test it, make sure it's yours, make it yours before, I guess, hanging your whole hat on it.
Yeah. Don't let the tail wag the dog.
Yeah, that's a good saying.
Hey.
Good saying.
You know, like, you're the boss, just remember that.
Yeah.
And that's not just about running a salon, it's actually about running your thinking. And that's important, because it's easy to outsource things to something like AI.
I have to tell you a funny story.
Please.
My mum said to me the other day, we were talking about AI, and she said, oh, Larissa, I remember when you were at school and they brought out the calculator. Now, I know that I risk saying this and making myself sound really old, because I didn't know that calculators were new-ish in the scheme of the world.
Yeah.
But then let calculators come into the world. I just, like, I guess, like our kids, they just come into a world where this already exists. They don't know a world where, you know, like, my kids don't know that cameras didn't used to belong on a phone. Mm. Like, to us, that's a weird thing. And so I didn't know that calculators weren't in schools prior to that. And she said all the parents were worried that the kids would not know how to do maths and the kids would become dumber because of the calculator.
Right.
Which was not the case. We just got to do smarter things. But imagine you started doing complicated math calculations on your calculator, and then you started to hand them off as yours, but you don't really understand the maths.
Ooh.
Like, you don't know algebra, but you start to, like, talk about algebra.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because it can take you further than you know. So do the diligent thing and do the learning. Make sure you understand.
Love
that. It's your information.
Okay, so mistake number three, Larissa, is using generic tools.
Or all the tools.
All the tools.
There's 429 tools. It's probably it's a lot. More, actually. It's probably more. But you could use Claude, ChatGPT. You can, I mean, there's so many. Yeah, there's all the things. There's all the things.
So many. Even Google has its own built-in AI now. Yeah.
So
it's all there.
My message is, well, the risk I think that you run is that you use all the tools that are designed for all the people in all the world and all the situations. And if you use a generic tool, you'll get a generic output. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do. Well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. And so my instinct is that we need to, now that it's been around and we've done the fun searching, using, trying, is that actually if we want to improve business, we want the money to go up, we want our team to stay longer, we want to pay them better, and we want to be profitable, and we want to get a bit of time back. Yeah. Like, this is what we want. If we actually truly want to achieve that, then we need to actually choose a tool that we're going to, one is for the industry, like that it knows the industry, because the hair and beauty industry are different to the education system, is 100%. Different to the SaaS business. Like, use a tool that is specific for the industry that knows who we are. We're a different bunch of people, aren't we?
We certainly are.
So don't use a generic tool. Use a specific tool. Don't use all of the tools, but let one tool learn your business.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that we know to be true is in business, it's really hard to scale your brain as a business owner. I've tried it several times. It leads to burnout. Like, we can't hold all of the things. And one of the advantages that we have with AI now is that we can scale our brain. We can leverage our brain and have one place that knows our business. So like having the Word doc or the notes that you have, one is in your laptop. Some notes are in your purse and the other notes are at the on the computer at the salon. Like, that's hard. You turn up and you go, shit, I had a meeting with Joel today and I left my notes back at home. Like, that's pretty dumb. You don't want to have some in this tool, some in that tool. Like, we need to harness a tool and be able to scale our brain. And so I think if you can find a tool that knows the industry, has coached the industry for years and years, like worked directly with salon owners, knows the industry, has run a salon before, is a leadership coach, then that would be a pretty good place to park your business.
Yeah.
And to get to know your business so you don't have to keep telling it every time and it doesn't understand your unique situation.
I think part of the challenge, Larissa, is that if we opened up our phones, we have generic apps and now generic AI.
We've got about 72 apps, actually.
Yeah. And we go to these places for generic advice on every aspect of our lives, from health to, I made carbonara the other night. I used AI to like just get me in the zone. But it's generic and I'm happy with generic. And
for cooking.
For cooking. And I guess what I'm, as I'm listening to you, what I'm hearing is that when it comes to running your business, don't do what most people do and go to the generic place to get the generic advice. Go somewhere where expertise has curated an AI or something that actually gives you the output that you want.
Yes. So there's this intersection of industry output, specific business output, but also mixed with your own unique circumstance.
Yeah.
Your team, your financial situation, your leadership style, the performance of your individuals. I just happen to know a tool that does that.
Say more.
So My Salon CEO is that tool.
Yes.
Designed from the industry, for the industry, for hair and beauty salons trying to run and grow a team and build a business.
Yeah.
And I think that's the solution to just using generic tools and, you know, letting generic tools become the boss and letting generic tools be a dead giveaway and sounding like everybody else,
yep.
Like having the opportunity to do the stuff that's proven to work, make it faster, easier. And so I think that's the mistake. Don't use the generic stuff.
Totally.
Do use the specifics.
Can I just share, as
please,
one of the coaches in our business, one of the great things that I see our clients, our owners, our salon CEOs using the AI that is fully intimate with their business and understands it from left to right, north to south, every which way. And they just ask it a question and the AI gives them back a very, very business-specific, brand-specific, salon-specific, owner-specific response because it is integrated with their entire business. All the numbers,
okay.
Everything.
Yeah, so I was just going to say that. It knows revenue, costs, mm-hmm. team, individual team performance. It knows their each individual team members' weak points, strong points, helps set up the one-on-one performance meetings, performance management when performance isn't going so well, helps you have hard conversations, actually helps you have easy conversations because we've made it so easy. How to keep good record of those notes, following them up, holding people accountable, and actually having the tool that holds all of that so you don't have to hold it in your brain. And I think the biggest payoff, actually, Joel, is the confidence that it gives as a business owner to be able to have that information and walk into a meeting confidently and lead people confidently because you've got the data, you've got the information, you've pre-planned it, you've got the tool to hold it, and you've got the tool in the hands of the team.
Yep.
So the tool does the work. Jemima can talk to the team. Not that we're advocating for not having one-on-one meetings.
Well, I think, use case is like, oh, shit, I've got some white space. So some owners would just turn a blind eye, bury their head in the sand and go, I hope it works out. Other owners might start to, attack that and figure out a plan for it. With Jemima, Jemima already knows that, so you just need to have a conversation with Jemima. And then you're going to say, what's the low-hanging fruit? How do I make this better? She's going to give you everything. And then she's going to go, do you want me to draft the conversation based on all of the expertise and experience that we've got in a way that's really going to land with your team? And so, like you say, owners are walking away from a 2 or 3 minute conversation with Jemima, elevated in confidence, ready to be the leader that they've actually always dreamed of themselves being for their team. They just didn't have the tool to do that in a way that was specific to them. Now they do.
You don't need another app telling you what to do. You need to be the one making the calls. The AI is just picking up all of the pieces, giving you all of the information, holding it all together. So you know what? So you can sleep at night. So you don't wake up at 3 in the morning and go, I'm really nervous about meeting Susan tomorrow, because you've planned it and you have that in place. So if you want to be a world-class mentor and want the tool to hold that and to support you to do that, then that lives inside of My Salon CEO. And Jemima's in there too. She's trained on 10 years of coaching that we've been coaching salon owners.
Yeah, totally.
I ran a salon, a multi-million dollar salon for 20 years. Joel, you've been a leadership coach for 70 years.
the last 20 years. And it's a tough sport, right? Like, you're not meant to hold it all. So don't.
Yeah. No more generic tools built for everybody else. We've built this exactly for you. And Jemima's only half of it. My Salon CEO is also where you run your team meetings, you do your DMs and your follow-ups. It means you've got one place to hold the team communication, track the tasks, your playbooks. This is how we do systems. It around here. Systems and processes, they are the one thing that sets you free, and they shouldn't live in your head anymore. And we want to put the tool in the hands of your team. So mentoring really needs to be stop being the thing that you need to remember to do, the thing that wakes you up at 3 a.m. and you feel nervous about, and to start being part of everyday business. So if you want to see it, this is your invitation to book a call. I'll walk you through my Salon CEO, and there's no obligation. We'll see if it's the right thing for you. We'll just do a bit of a walk around, and I'll answer any questions that you have. I'm going to leave the link to book that in the show notes of this episode. Actually, I'm going to put it everywhere.
Nice.
You know, like in the Instagram link and all of the places. You should be able to find it wherever you look. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap, Joel. We've warned the people.
We have.
We've given them a solution. We spent a long time doing that. Building the solution, that is. So I really look forward to you having a look around. And otherwise, connect with you same time, same place next week on the podcast. Ciao for now.
Ciao.